Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the latest Hawks Talk podcast. I am Pat Boyle from CSN. This podcast is coming to you from Jeremy Roenick's hockey school. First time ever that JR has held a hockey school. We're going to hear from Roenick. We're going to hear from his good buddy Chris Chelios and surprise guest Patrick Kane. But first, Vivid Seats is your one-stop shopping for all Chicago sporting events this summer, as well as concerts, theater, and a whole lot more. Visit VividSeats.com to grab your tickets today. Let's kick off the Hawks Talk podcast with a surprise guest to JR's hockey school, number 88, the former MVP, three-time Stanley Cup champ, Patrick Kane.
Do you remember going to camp as a kid back in the day when you were in Buffalo?
Yeah, I was telling the kids today, one of my fond memories growing up was I got to go to Pat LaFontaine's camp every year, and it was a big thing. His brother would run the camp, and then Pat would come in on the last day and show up on Friday, and it was maybe a similar type of thing where he would come in and be excited to meet him and talk to him a little bit and see him on the ice. But what an amazing chance for these kids now. A guy like Jeremy Roenick running a camp like this. And, it seems like they're working them pretty hard out there, too. And JR has such good insight on the game, how he obviously follows the game and assesses the game everywhere. So he knows what these kids need and asked me to come out today. And I thought it was a good opportunity to give back a little bit, especially kids in Chicago, how great they are and how hockey's just kind of transformed in this city. I mean, it's amazing. I think it's up like 450% from where it was like 10 years ago, kids playing hockey. So it was awesome.
Do you notice, so like you popped into these camps the last 10, 11 years since you've been in Chicago. Have you noticed the skill level across the board improve over that past decade?
Absolutely. I think, what are we coming up on since 2010? About, it's been over 7 years. So, I think that was probably, maybe a little bit of a baby boom in how kids started to get playing hockey. But definitely. I think not only are they learning a lot at these camps, but I think they come in and kids these days, just in general, are more developed. You have skills coaches, skating coaches. You learn so much about the game, and you see all these kids they're much better skaters than maybe they might have been 10 years ago.
Have you texted Panarin since the deal or tried to contact him?
Yeah, I texted him and I got no response. So, it was, I don't know if he has his Chicago-based phone over there or whatnot, but I actually saw his agent at the draft, and he came up to me and gave me a little message from Artemi. So, hey, I love the kid. I think he's a great kid, great hockey player. So, wish him all the best.
Last one. Do you look at this as a crossroads for this team? The core guys wanting to get back to the top, and then the maturation of that first year player that's now coming into their second season in the NHL, that this is a pivotal season for this franchise?
Absolutely. I think, every year is another chance, another opportunity to prove ourselves as an organization, as a franchise, as players, as a team, all those different things. But, I think one of the things we might have got caught up in a little bit last year is, whether it was ourselves or the media kind of made it out to be the veteran guys and the rookies and the first-year players. I mean, we got to be one team. We got to be combined, and we got to, not worry about the age of someone or where someone's coming in. We all got to fit the mold of the team we need to be to win. So, I mean, what more can you ask of the management? They obviously saw some holes and some glaring miscues of what transpired last year. So they went out and made some changes. And it's on players now to go and get it done. So looking forward to that opportunity and hopefully it comes up faster.
With kickoff rapidly approaching, now is the perfect time to start preparing for the fantasy football season. You want to dominate your draft? Check out the RotoWorld Draft Guide for everything you'll need to get a leg up on the competition. It includes more than 500 player profiles, Evan Silva sleepers and busts, mock draft analysis for six different types of leagues, positional rankings from five of our experts, customizable projections, and much, much more. So head on over to rotoworld.com/draft guide. That's rotoworld.com/draft guide to take your first step towards fantasy football glory.
Next up on the podcast, the man himself, Jeremy Roenick, who is the host of this hockey school. Here now is JR.
So why the first hockey camp now?
Well, I mean, for me, number one, I don't like skating. So I'll be 100% honest with you. Ever since I retired, I've put more ice time in 3 days here on my hockey camp than I have in 8 years of total ice time. I've skated more in 3 days than I have 8 years combined. And, you know, it's not that I don't love the game or miss the game. I just don't like the skating more. I love to watch it. I beat my body up for a long time. And my time is very, very precious. I give a lot of time to my family because I work a lot. And, you know, I've never really taken a week to say, okay, let's do a camp. But I'm 8 years, 9 years retired now. And I'm not going to be able to skate as well as I can skate now forever. So it's a good time to do a camp.
Do you look back to the time growing up in the Northeast? I mean, what do you remember going to camp? Do you remember? Was there?
I used to go away for 2 months to Providence College hockey camp, and Lou Lamorello, who is now the GM of Toronto Maple Leafs and one of the most notorious general managers of my time, was the camp counselor in the camp, because he used to work for Providence College, and he was my camp counselor, and he remembers me very well because I was that little rugrat, you know, to, you know, 70 pounds, that lived at the dorms for 2 months and spent my summers at hockey camp.
How did your approach and your style of the game work with Lou Lamorello's style?
Well, I think at that time, you know, I don't think Lou's influence was as notorious as it is today, but he was definitely a good motivator for kids, knew how to talk to kids. Like, I know how to talk to these kids at a certain age because you know what they can understand and what they can comprehend and what they can digest. Lou Lamorello was also that type of person.
88 was out there, Patrick Kane. He's looking for a line mate, JR. You think you could pump a few in the back of the net there if you laced it up with 88?
Well, I will say this. Give me 3 months to train. I can do better than some of the guys in the league right now. There's no question about it. I'm not kidding. So that's nothing against the league right now. I think the league is awesome and as good as it's ever been. But I can still move around. I can't play to their level. But in watching Panarin go, I know really disappointed Patrick. I remember talking to him and his elation and his love for playing with one guy or two guys constantly and having those partners that he knows who he's going to play with every night, that consistency and that communication, that familiarity, he loved. Losing a guy that he felt mirrored his game, I know he's really disappointed. And I'm really disappointed.
You were very vocal as soon as the deal went down. So,
well, listen, I love Brandon Saad, too. Brandon Saad is an amazing...
It wasn't even a Saad. No. It was more of...
Listen, the Hawks didn't deteriorate with the trade. I think Brandon Saad scores 30 goals. Panarin's a 25-30 goal scorer. So they didn't lose on the production level. And Brandon Saad is a Chicago favorite. He won cups here. He had a big part of winning cups here. And he's an amazing player. There's just something about chemistry. There's something about entertainment. Watching Panarin on the ice gives me an entertainment, and I'm sure the people of Chicago, what it's worth to pay money to watch. And it's a tough player to lose. I think even worse is losing Jarmelson. That's, to me, that's an irreplaceable player in my eyes because he is the best stay-at-home defenseman in the National Hockey League. And I understand the cap is happening. Can't keep all your players. Stan Bowman's a very, very smart GM. He knows what he's doing. You know, he's got Connor coming this way. He's a good player. But losing Jarmelson is to me, devastating for the Hawks.
And I think you're right. That defense right now, they're thin. Do you think, because the West is getting better, I mean, Connor McDavid's getting better, everybody, we saw what Nashville was able to do. Do you think it's going to be hard for the Hawks to make the playoffs this upcoming year?
No, no, they'll make the playoffs. I still think they're going to be up in the top five of the West. I really do. Patrick Sharp, I think, is going to have a big year. Love that he's back with the Hawks. When you have a coach like Joel Quenneville that is as good as he is and knows the game as well as he does, you're going to have a chance no matter who's on the ice. So, plus, you got, like I said, you got two of the best players in Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. I feel really bad for my boy Hossa. He might be one of my favorite players ever to watch, and I'm very fortunate to be friends with him. That's a big loss for the Hawks.
In your years in the league, do you remember seeing teammates that dealt with a similar rash situation when it came to the equipment?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I used to get it really bad. I used to get the eczema on my legs from my equipment, like, so bad that I had to get medical attention too. But I found a way to control it. I don't know how I did it, but not to the point that maybe Host is going through, but I mean, I know exactly what he's going through.
Put your NBC hat on as you look at, we got a full-fledged rivalry going Pittsburgh-Chicago right now, and the Hawks could maybe take a page out of what the Penguins, because, you know, after they won in 09, there were some lean years, questions like, okay, can Sid and company with that high payroll, can they get it done? And then, lo and behold, young guys come through and help carry them to back-to-back cups. Hawks are looking to do the same thing. I mean, could they look at what's going on in Pittsburgh and say, well, we can mimic that?
Well, there's no question they can, because I think Pittsburgh's kind of done exactly what the Hawks have done. They've built from their youth. I think a lot is going to depend on the development of Hinostroza, the development of Hartman, these young guys that can play this game, that can be a force physically or can put the puck in the net. That to me is the big question, is whether the younger guys that are playing on the second line, playing on the third line, can be consistent. They have the talent to be there, and it's great because Hartman and Hinostroza will be here tomorrow for my camp. And you better be sure I'm going to be giving them the same chat tomorrow, and I have already. But they're great kids, and they could be the difference. And I'm really hoping that goes like that for them.
Last one, you were in Lake Tahoe. You've been a big part of that celebrity golf tour. Obviously, here with your camp, it takes you off the golf course. Do you enjoy taking part? Does that fill the competition void from your playing days a little bit?
Yeah, it gets me back to my competitive nature. You know, you compete, even though it's not in our element, you know, golf is not our element, it's that compete nature. We get to compete against other athletes, against other celebrities, have that ability to grind, you know, focus. We don't have that competitive level after we retire. So, you know, Tahoe is the ultimate week for us. And I can't sleep 2 weeks entering it, because you want to play so well. But you also want to try to compete and beat your buddies. So it's a great time. And, you know, now I get to compete with some of these young kids on the ice and have some fun with them and make them better hockey players. You know, I've had great support here in Chicago. You know, A1 Limousine's been amazing. Orange Crush. We've had Vienna Beef. We just talked about Aurelio's.
Coors Light.
Magnolia Bluff Casino, which is in Louisiana. They're awesome, but they give money to us to sponsor these kids to be able to come out on the ice and learn that might not have the opportunity to do that. So I love all my sponsors for allowing that to happen.
Up next on the Hawks Talk podcast, we talk to the Hall of Famer, Blackhawk legend, and USA Hockey Hall of Famer, Chris Chelios.
It's sports, it's social, it's fun. It's Luke Stuckmeyer and Layla Rahimi, and it's the Next Generation Sports Show. In the Loop, every night, 6:30, 10, and 10:30 on CSN.
does this take you back to when you were a kid growing up? Do you remember going to hockey camp? Or?
Oh, my God. I mean, it seems like yesterday me and Jared did a camp together in Crestwood, and then my kids all actually skated here, so it sure does bring a lot of memories. My first hockey camp, Dennis Hall Hockey School in Willow Springs. So it all starts there, and for a lot of these kids, this is where it starts for them. And I've always said I got along great with kids. I just can't deal with adults, so this has been a blast.
When you look at, you know, from your playing days and to now, you know, in Chicago, we've had the ups and downs. Obviously, you've been in Detroit, and you've seen the resurgence of the impact the Wings have had on that hockey movement. Have you noticed the increase in the youth skill level here in the Chicagoland area in the last 10 years?
Well, obviously, with the team success, the Hawks have had so much success over the past 10 years and the skill level that they, you know, they bring to the table. Having the games on TV, you know, I wish we'd have been on TV for all the kids growing up. You know, God bless Mr. Wirtz. That was one of his things. He believed it was an honor to have a season ticket. And, you know, no regrets on it. But, you know, when it got on TV, every kid can familiarize with the players and they get an opportunity to watch these guys like Kane, you know, Taze and Seabrook and Keith and so on. So the skill, I was a kid, when I watched someone on TV or got to watch a player live, I wanted to emulate what they did. And obviously a lot of these kids in Chicago, there's so much talent in youth hockey now, and a lot of it's got to do with the Blackhawks.
Last one for you. You're out there, U.S. kid. You got JR, you got Patrick Kane. USA Hockey has never been better, and it speaks volumes to see you guys come out and spend time with JR. That must speak to the respect you have for what JR has brought to the game.
Yeah, like I said, me and Ronick did this years ago, and we had guys like Iserman, we had guys like Lindro show up, and I don't think we realized how much of an impact it had on the kids and even our hockey schools. They were so successful. And I was really happy to see Patrick Kane out here today. I had no idea he was coming, so pretty fun. I wanted to go chop and play one-on-one with him and play King Hog, but it was fun, boy. It was a good 2 hours.
That's a wrap on this week's edition of the Hawks Talk Podcast. I am Pat Boyle. Thanks to Jeremy Roenick and all his sponsors, Aurelio's, for having us out to Seven Bridges for his hockey school. Special thanks to Chris Chelios and, of course, to Patrick Kane. Make sure you subscribe to the Hawks Talk Podcast on Apple Podcasts. And Vivid Seats is your one-stop shopping for all Chicago sporting events this summer, as well as concerts, theater, and a whole lot more. Visit VividSeats.com to grab your tickets today. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.